USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
An earthquake in Haiti. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.2 quake this morning in western Haiti, about 100 miles from Port-au-Prince. Casualties reported, but no specifics yet. The USGS estimates thousands could be dead and millions of dollars in damages. The South seems to be leading the way in new COVID cases in the U.S. Louisiana with the highest rate of new cases per capita this month, Florida second. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC yesterday he sees good news ahead.
There's an indication, it's a very clear indication across the South right now that you are seeing signs of the virus starting to peak. What I mean by peaking is new daily cases will start going down probably this week. There'll probably be a discernible pattern towards cases day over day starting to trend downwards.
The CDC yesterday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get booster shots. Dr. Gottlieb says he'd like to see the elderly get first crack at those shots. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. reporting over 1.5 million new COVID cases this month. Two governors talk about how they handle the Delta surge in their states. Wendy King has more.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening yesterday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. Great Britain dealing with its deadliest mass shooting in over a decade. A 22-year-old man kills five people, including his mother and a 3-year-old girl Thursday in Plymouth before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another provincial capital falls under Taliban control. The Taliban Saturday seizing Assadabad in the Kunar province. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, in the PBS NewsHour yesterday sharply criticizing U.S. actions in her country.
Despite how much we say that Afghanistan is not abandoned, with every element of the action we see right now, it's an abandonment of the entire country.
The withdrawal from Afghanistan also drawing sharp criticism from a U.S. official. Here's Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says more help is on the way in Afghanistan as the Taliban takes over more provinces. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul from nearby locations outside Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says all the violence we're seeing in Afghanistan is due to the Biden administration's plan regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops, of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Americans showing a stunning loss of confidence in the economy. That's what University of Michigan researchers say in their latest consumer sentiment report yesterday. Consumer sentiment drops 13.5% from July. That's the largest drop in over a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.